Hi, moms. I'm Becca Carnahan.
And I'm Marie Tremblay.
We're two mom friends and career development professionals here to help you answer that big question. What do I want to be when I grow up?
Just because we're moms now doesn't mean we're all the way grown up yet.
I know I'm not.
Me neither. And we want to give you permission to grow, change, and evolve as a parent and professional.
By sharing real stories from real moms, we're going to help you navigate the motherhood identity shift, career changes, work-life balance questions, and more.
Are you ready to keep growing up with us?
Yes? Then let's do this. So let's tell Bella's story, because Bella is the star of our show today. And Bella is someone who, she's a parent, she's a professional, and she has also, over the past year, changed jobs. So she was moving from one company to another. She made an industry switch, actually, moving into higher education. And in her past role, she was working with a nonprofit. They didn't really do performance reviews all that frequently. It was kind of more just like, you did your job, you kept things moving, and that's just how it worked. And it was very similar to how she experienced parenthood. Because as you and I know, you don't get a whole lot of feedback. If it's feedback, it's maybe it's negative feedback when you realize you did something wrong. You're not getting a whole lot of like, you're amazing happening.
These little humans criticize a lot.
They can find all the stuff. I will say my daughter is exceptionally good at being like, Mom, you're wonderful. You're amazing. So I do appreciate her for that. I have to give her a call out. But a lot of times in parenthood, we are just kind of keeping the trains moving and you just keep going. Yeah. And that's how Bella was experiencing work. And now that she's been in her new job for a year, they started saying, okay, well, we have our annual performance reviews. And she was like, what? Okay. Annual performance reviews? What does that mean? Did I do everything badly? Did I do everything right? I have no idea. I don't know how my success was measured because she wasn't really in a sales role. She couldn't look at her quotas to say like, did I meet my quota or not? It was more, how did I perform? And she's getting really stressed thinking about how this conversation is going to go.
Absolutely. And it's making me think about when you are in an interview, this is actually a question that you can ask right away. You can ask a company, like, how do you measure success so that you know what to expect? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're sort of in a situation where, of course, this is stressful.
I'm so glad you brought that up because we're going to talk through four different strategies for how to prepare for this performance review. But that wasn't even one on the list. And I think it's such a good one to bring up that even before you get there, let's make sure that you do know what success looks like. So if you're asking it in an interview, amazing. That's a perfect place to do it. But if you're sitting here and you know that your performance review is not happening for another 9 months, maybe now's a good time to talk with your manager about, well, what does success really look like? What would this look like over this next year so that I know what I'm measuring myself against? I think it's so important that you brought that up, Marie. And I think that's just a great callback to the conversations we've had around interviewing.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives you confidence and it sort of gives you also an idea of how this company culture works in a day-to-day basis. Because you want to align yourself, your goals with what they want. But that's the situation that Bella's in right now. And many of you are in this situation as well. But we tend to see this not as an opportunity, but as a stressful situation. So how do you recommend we first approach this evaluation, if I can say?
Yeah. And I think part of it is flipping that script and saying, okay, I'm feeling really stressed out. I am super anxious about this. What if you were to flip it and say, you know what, maybe this is actually more an opportunity for me to celebrate. And celebrating all of the great stuff that I did over this past year, really taking some time to sit down and say, talking with your manager and saying, here's all the great stuff I did. Isn't that cool? Let's celebrate that together.
Absolutely.
And that's actually how one of the many things I loved about my work when I was at Harvard Business School is that's actually how they would frame our performance reviews. On my calendar, it wouldn't show up as performance review at 11 o'clock. It would say celebration of Becca at 11 o'clock. How awesome is that?
That's amazing.
It was such a cool way of how their culture
Yeah.
was really entwined in everything that we did in our career office. So I just love that, whether if you're a manager listening right now, let's file that one away, because it was a way for all of us as employees to build confidence and to get excited about having this conversation. So great tip for managers, but also for if you're going into your performance review, if you can frame that in your own mind as a plan to celebrate, it can be a really, really good way to de-stress and start to build some confidence around this conversation.
Confidence, and I would even add self-compassion too. We've talked
Yes.
about it a lot in the past few weeks with the amazing guests that we've had, but just see this as an opportunity to see how much you've learned, how much you've grown. It's what it's all about. It's not necessarily just looking at your upcoming goals. It's looking at what you've done. A celebration of Becca. I love
Yeah,
that.
isn't so cool?
Yes, flipping just one word makes it sound so different.
I love words.
Oh.
I love words so much. So that's our first tip for Bella, is to plan to celebrate. Then to your point about where you've going back and thinking about where you've grown, one of the ways that you can really do that, and what we suggested to Bella, is to go back and look at her calendar. So as you're thinking about everything that you've worked on over the past year, that can be a little overwhelming. Like, I don't know, what did I do over the past? I know I was here. I know I was putting in the time, but what did I actually do? And so much of what we actually do lives on our calendars. I know I live and breathe by my calendar. That's where all of my meetings are going to be. I even put work blocks on there. We've talked about this when we've talked about time blocking. So it's a very easy tool to use to look back over the past 12 months and say, well, what were some of the big projects that I was working on? And that can start to spark for you, okay, here's the meeting that I had. I had this meeting about this task force. Okay, what did that task force achieve? What were the actions that I took as part of that group? What were some of the results that I drove? All of that's not going to be on your calendar, but at least it's going to spark something for you to remind you about all the great work that you are involved in.
That's such a great way to look at your year. And because we tend to forget, we move on. We're always on the next thing, but just take a moment and look at all that you've learned in the past 12 months.
Yeah.
Might be a lot.
It's probably a ton. And I think this is a good exercise. If we were to have performance reviews as parents, it can be a good way to reflect on all the things that we have accomplished and how we've learned and grown. I've never, as I'm just speaking this out loud, I've never actually done this, but I want to now. I want to
Yeah,
look
me
back
too.
at my personal calendar and say, oh my gosh, we were able to manage four different sports this season and make it all happen. We were able to help our children achieve this goal that allowed them to go on to that next team or achieve this in their academic career. So we went to their event, their celebration of that achievement. Isn't that cool? I think that's a really nice way to take that pause, celebrate ourselves and our accomplishments, and give ourselves some feedback if we're not getting it externally.
And be gentle when you give yourself those feedbacks.
Yes, I'm
Don't
talking
be so,
positive. Positive feedback. We're going to get to the growth areas. Like, I absolutely, growth areas are a thing. We should be identifying ways in which we can continue to push ourselves. But let's not run past all the stuff, the great stuff that we already did. So we have our first two strategies for Bella. She's going to plan to celebrate. She's going to consult her calendar. The third one that we recommend to Bella and to anyone who is planning for a performance review is to document your wins. And this is going to be something you hear us talk about a lot when we talk about building up confidence. We've talked about the brag folder before, pulling emails in there that talk about all the great work that you've done. We've talked about it as related to resumes and your personal branding and making sure that you capture your wins. So if your performance review is not for another 12, 9 months, this is perfect timing for you. Because I want you to set up a time once a month, once every 3 months, whatever works best for you, to sit down and write, what are the wins that I had from this month? What are the wins that I had from this quarter? And you can put some numbers around them too. What are, if I was working on a project, how did that help build revenue for the company? If I was trying to make a process more efficient, how much time did I save? If you think about it from sitting on the other side of the table, and someone were to say to you, over the past year, I did a really good job at making processes more efficient, you'd be like, that's great, good job. But if someone were to say to you, exactly, someone were to say to you, well, over this past year, I did a really good job of making processes more efficient, and we actually were able to save 2 hours a week.
Bam.
That's just so much more powerful. Yep. It makes you feel much more grounded in the achievement, and it helps to communicate it to someone else. So this doesn't have to take more than 15 minutes once a month to sit down and really think about, how did that change that I make? What impact did it have?
Wow. This 15, 20 minutes that you're going to take is going to have so much impact on yourself and the way that you view your value add in your work.
Oh, yeah.
That's really powerful.
Yeah. So I know that's kind of more looking backwards. If your performance review is coming up very soon and you haven't documented your wins yet, it's going to take you a little bit longer than the 15 minutes, but you still can do it. So what I would recommend is, you've already consulted your calendar. You've looked at the projects that you've worked on, write them all down. What are the projects that I worked on? And then ask yourself the question, for each one of those main projects, because I did this well, what was the result? And sit with it for a minute. Don't just say, well, it went well, and that's it. That's all I know. No, well, because you were in charge of this event, what did you do as part of being in charge of this event? Did you set up the project plan? Did you work with vendors? Did you create the schedule? What were the actions that you took? You probably know those things, so that's going to become easier. And then, because you worked efficiently with the vendors, were you able to save a little bit of money on this event? Because you created the marketing plan for the event, were you able to get 100 members to come to the event that you put together? You probably have some of this data. It's just not top of mind for you. So breaking it down into, what was the project? What were the actions I took? And then, because I did those actions well, what was the positive result? It's the so what behind this. It'll take a little bit more time, but it's worth it, so that you can bring that data into your performance review with you.
Absolutely. And I'm thinking about those who are thinking to pivot their career. This is something that you want to have written in a folder to really be able to articulate the impact that you've had while you're shifting or doing interviews for new companies. This is something that is going to be a top priority at some point. Yeah.
Because if it sounds like resume prep, it is. None of this stuff is all that different. Your performance review, your resume prep, as you're writing your LinkedIn profile, as you're thinking about your personal brand, they are all the same thing if you're approaching it from an accomplishments and results-based mindset, which is what I encourage everyone to do. Just talking about responsibilities, anyone could have those same responsibilities. Because you did those responsibilities really well, there was impact. And knowing the impact that you make, let's bring it back to parenthood again. When you're able to see your child achieve a goal, whatever goal they're setting, doesn't that feel really good? You're able to see the result of the work that you put in, whether it was the support that you gave them, the resources that you provided, even just hopping in the car every day and driving them to the place. And like, oh my gosh, like all of that, those little actions added up to my child feeling so happy, so successful, to being healthy. There's all of these great goals that I'm able to see realized. It's the same thing. You get a lot of satisfaction out of that. So we pull the same thing from our work. So let's hit on number four for Bella, because you mentioned growth earlier. And part of performance reviews is about growth, Right? It's about reflecting on all the great things that you did, but we all have opportunities to learn and grow. And that's a fun part of growing up. When mommy grows up, we are continuing to learn, evolve, and change. And if you're relying on your manager to tell you where you need to learn and grow, it's a missed opportunity. Like if you're coming into your performance review saying, here's what I reflected on, here's what I did really well, here's what I want to celebrate in this performance review. Here's also where I'm seeing opportunities for me to continue to develop. Because as I was working on this project, I found that I would really love to enhance my technology skills using this particular tool, because next time around, that would make that even better. Or because I was working on this cross-functional project, I got really interested in what the marketing team was doing or what the HR team was doing. And I would love to find an opportunity to learn more about their projects or that department and how we could collaborate even more in the future.
You are showing them your potential.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. If you come at it with your own understanding of the areas that you want to learn more, then you're showing that you want to evolve and you have more potential.
And you're job crafting. You're job crafting in that conversation. So I have seen so many people in their performance reviews start to steer the ship in the direction that they want to go. I know I did this too. I used performance review conversations to say, here are the goals that I'm setting for myself in the future. Here's the ways which I can see where my goals intersect with what we need in this department and how I can find some gray area in between that
I
could work on.
Is it about more writing, I think, right?
Yeah. I did it with writing. I did it with coaching. I could see the need for our department to be doing more of this. This also aligns with my goals. So here's the area of development that I would plan to work on. And then asking your manager, does that resonate with you? Is there something that I'm missing? Because it's great to have that manager as your sounding board. And everyone's going to have a different relationship with their manager. And their manager might have a different view on performance reviews. So I can't paint this with too broad of a stroke. But I think if you use these four strategies of mentally preparing yourself to celebrate, that's going to put you in a better headspace. Consulting your calendar so that you go back and you know what you worked on, so that if your manager does say, well, you didn't do anything over this past year, which I don't, hopefully is not going to happen. But
if it's the case, I'm so sorry. I just want to take a minute to say that.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to think about another environment for you.
But if that's happening, I want you to have some receipts of the things that you have done really well. And so your calendar and documenting your wins are going to give you those receipts that can add so that you can advocate for yourself confidently. And then that plan for growth, if your manager is on board, because maybe they are and you just haven't had this conversation yet with them, great. Then you can start to job craft. You can grow in the direction that you want to grow while continuing to support your company and the department's goals. If they're not on board, maybe it's time to be thinking about another place for you. And that just could be the light bulb moment that you need to say, this is not the right environment for me to continue to grow. So let's start to look elsewhere. Where do I want to grow? What type of environments are going to foster that? So there's no bad outcome out of this. It's either growing and learning within your existing environment or identifying for yourself that another environment is going to be the better fit. Both of those are good things.
It's all opportunity. It's self-reflection. And you can also see this as a meeting, as you said, a celebration of you, a meeting where it's all about you. And it's not always the case. Like, we tend to shy away from it, but it's about you. It's about your progress. It's about what you want, what you maybe want to pivot to, new tasks that you'd like to learn more about. But this is an opportunity to sit with your manager and to talk about you.
Yes.
And your needs.
That's really a great thing, because I think you and I notice this in coaching a lot when we do our group coaching calls. Oftentimes people will come without a particular question into the group coaching calls, but how we talk about it is like, this is a talk it out moment. This is you have our full attention. We're with you for you to be just talking something out and talking about you and your concerns, your areas for growth, things that are top of mind for you that maybe you just don't have the space to talk about those things in your everyday life, in your everyday work. So we love to do it in coaching, and you can find that space to do it in your performance review as well.
Yeah, as you said, you have that space, and you can even through the year, when you have things that come up, and it's not the time to talk about them, you can take a note, open another folder, and write like potential conversations with my manager at my performance review. You can have topics that you want to talk about, but it's not the proper moment to do it. So keep those in mind and bring it up when it's your time to shine,
For
right?
sure. Yep. Document the wins, document your questions. And for any managers out here listening, another great thing that my managers told me and like how they set the culture when I was in higher education was your performance review should not be a surprise. So as a manager, you should be having these conversations, giving feedback, understanding where someone wants to grow along the way. So that's more of the tip for the managers. Maybe we should have a whole other podcast episode
Ah,
for
let's.
helping managers grow, because I think there's so much there we can dive into. But we hope that this is helpful for all of the Bellas out there who are getting ready for their performance reviews, whether it's in a month or it is in 11 months. We want you to feel prepared, confident, empowered to make this performance review a wonderful celebration of you. Thanks for tuning in to When Mommy Grows Up. If you're interested in learning more about how career coaching can help you along your journey of growing up as a mom and professional, head over to nextchaptercareers.us, where you'll also find the free Just Right job match quiz.
You can contact us at podcast@nextchaptercareers.us if you have questions, comments, or want to share your story for some coaching on the show. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a review and make sure you follow us on your favorite podcast platform. We'll be here every week with coaching stories and two mom friends in your corner.